can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Gerard Curry, and I'm so grateful that you've joined us today. You know, we have such exciting services. We see God move. We see God's hand. We see the miracle signs and wonders. And I wanted you to experience just one of our offering messages that my wife brought, and the power of God in the Word, in the richness of the Word of God. And then we're going on to a series, an absolutely vitally important series, on how not to walk in the deception of the enemy, and how he goes around like a roaring lion, imitating the king of the beasts, imitating the king of the tribe of the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's trying his utmost to defeat you. He's trying to destroy your life. So we're going into a series of how not to be walking in that deception that he brings to your life, to walk in health and prosperity and peace and a good marriage and your children saved and life working out for you, because we are called to be victors and not victims. So it's vital knowledge for your life that this is going to be a series to open your eyes, because a lot of people don't even understand why they are being defeated in so many different areas. They don't realize what's happening. But God says you need to know the wiles of the enemy, and so we're going to train you up on that. But first, let's hear my wife on fire for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as you join us in the service right now.
We talked about living from the inside out instead of living from the outside in, waiting for our paycheck to meet our need, waiting for someone else to come along and do something or something to happen in order for us to receive. Do you know you were created by design to create and to make things happen from the inside out? Out of your heart come the issues of your life. And when we think about Adam, the original intent, how God made Adam, we're made in the image and likeness, right? You guys know that. God made Adam and him were one. God wasn't on the outside until after the fall. He walked with Adam. They were one together. And then Jesus, the redemptive power of Jesus in John 17, Jesus decrees we are one. Right? So that was brought back. We are one. That's what Emmanuel. That's the redemption of Emmanuel. God in us. Amen. So you know, we find ourselves shouting out prayers to heaven. God's in heaven, but he's in you. And Jesus said, don't say the kingdom is here or the kingdom low, the kingdom is there. The kingdom is nigh thee, it's in you. So everything you need, God created you to be self-sufficient, to create from the inside out. Because, you know, you don't know where you're going to be sent. We could be sent in a place where there's famine or sickness or whatever, because God has need of us. And that shouldn't move us, because we're not called to live from the outside in. We're called to be self-sufficient. So wherever I go, wherever you go, in Joshua, wherever you put your feet, you shall possess and you shall release good success. So we talked about the seed, okay? The seed principle. The seed principle, what is a seed? The Bible says his word is a seed. So you first have to decide what you want, and you find it in the word. The word is the seed. The seed must be sown. The seed goes into the heart, your heart. That's why you can't be saying things like, well, you know, I think I might file bankruptcy. I'm thinking about that. Because, see, the seed, you say, well, God knows what I mean. God knows what you mean, but the seed doesn't. Okay. The factory doesn't. The factory is going to produce. Right. Death and life are in the power of your tongue, because that's part of the mechanism of releasing. So you get the seed from the word, two or three scriptures, to anchor yourself, and you sow it into your heart. James says a double-minded person who speaks one thing and says another. On Sunday, you say one thing, and Monday, Tuesday, whatever, right? On the 30th, on the 1st, whatever, you know, when bills come, you say something else. He says that's double-minded. Expect to receive how much harvest? Nothing. No harvest. The seed doesn't differentiate. God knows what you mean, but the seed doesn't. The seed will produce. Jesus restored it. It's part of the redemptive power. Amen. You were created to have dominion. You're all governors. You're a governor, and you're supposed to be governing and producing. And out of your heart come the issues of your life. So you find the seed, you plant the seed in your ground, and then you water it. Do you know the Bible says the word of God is like water? It needs light. Light comes when you meditate. Revelation comes. You read it again and again and again. And what happens? You get revelatory light. Light comes. Water comes. And before you know it, you will produce that thing. It's so important what you believe about your future. It's so important what you believe about your future and what you say to support that out of your mouth. Now it's going to take a faith action to seal this. It's going to take a faith action to seal the deal. That faith action is giving. And I don't have time to teach you on that. This is a mature church. Amen. The faith action that releases this thing, that seals the covenant, is your giving. Amen. Give and it shall be given back unto you. Good measure. Come on, press down. Shake it together. You should be expecting, running over. Next week, we're going to talk about Luke 5. And I want to tell you something. Jesus called on an entrepreneur named Peter. He went to the businessmen. He went to the people, the business people. And I'm going to tell you what happened to Peter next week. Because if you're a business person, because if you're in this church, you got a maker's anointing. If you're in this church, you've got an entrepreneur anointing. I don't care who you work for. You got it, baby. If you're in this church, you're a dreamer. You're a Joseph. Joseph had a big dream, but God had to get him out of that toxic environment with his brothers. And he took him to Egypt to process him. Hallelujah. Can I just tell you? The waiting is over. The processing has been finished, and God says it's launch time. It's dream time. It's dream time. It's dream time. He's the dream maker, the dream giver. Hallelujah. Without sweat or toil. Without sweat or toil. You're not working this season. You're not trying to get God to work with your dream. Stop that. That was last season. God, could you bless my dream? In this season, you're working for God. He's the dream giver. It's in you before your mother's womb, before the foundation of the world. God purposed you. Dream big, people. It's dream time. It's harvest time. Now activate by faith a sacrifice of giving. Did you hear me? I'm not trying to get anything from you. I'm trying to get it to you. You want to break the blockage? Stop shouting at demons. The Holy Ghost searches the avenues of God. Doesn't it say? The Bible says he searches. He searches the avenues of God, and he brings forth the strategy, the wisdom of heaven, the game plan of heaven. As we give, as we believe, as we water, as light comes, we receive it. When? When it happens? Right now, in Jesus' name. God bless you as we give. Father, we thank you. I want to pray. Father, we thank you. I'm calling a harvest. Go ahead, ushers. Come on now, somebody. You stir yourself up. You stir yourself up.
Hallelujah.
You stir yourself up. Come on, stir it up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. All my need is met according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. There is no scarcity. Glory. Come on, ushers. There's no lack in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Produce it. Come on. Release it in the name of Jesus. Walk in your anointing. Walk in your calling. Walk in your destiny in the name of Jesus. Tread over scorpions. Tread over serpents in the name of Jesus. You're the head, not the tail. You're above, not beneath. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You lift your hallelujah. You shout it out in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. I got more than enough. I'm in overflow in the name of Jesus. Every dream comes to pass. It's my time. It's my season. There's fresh oil in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, fresh oil, a new season, fresh oil, in the name of Jesus, fresh oil, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you stir yourself up, woman of God, man of God, in the name of Jesus. This is a warrior church. We're warriors. Come on. Come on. We're warriors. Deborah, warrior in the name of Jesus. Warriors. You fall down seven times, but you get up. You get up. You get up. You fight. You fight. You fight. You fight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sorry.
Yeah. Come on, Pastor Dean. Come on, Pastor Donnellan.
You fight.
Yes. Come on.
The righteous may fall seven times. Yes. Come on, somebody. You get up. You get up. And you fight. There's souls to be won. There's ministry to be done. I call you off the bench in the name of Jesus. No more time out. Get up. Get in the game. You're in the game. Get in the game in the name of Jesus. Off the bench. Off the bench. In the game. Your father has need of you. Your father has need of you. Jump up. Man up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your father has need of you. Jesus said to the disciples, go into Jerusalem and loose that donkey, that colt. I have need of it. If anyone asks you what you're doing, they didn't own it. They said, you loose it and you tell them, your father has need of you.
Hallelujah.
Loose yourself in the name of Jesus. God has called you for such a time as now. The Father has need of you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Stand to your feet as we welcome our senior pastor, Dr. Gerard Curry. Good morning, sir.
Praise God. Good morning. God's got more for us. You see, God never runs out. You understand? Just when you think, wow, I've been touched, God says, let me show you something else. And he just pours it on. That's our God. God loves to pour on the blessings. Say that. Say, God loves to pour on the blessings.
God loves to pour on the blessings.
Say, he loves to pour it in my life.
He loves to pour it in my life.
You see, if you don't believe that God wants to bless you, and if you don't believe that God is for you, you're going to have a problem receiving the blessing. And God is for you. You know, David wrote in the Psalms, he wrote and he said, when my enemy comes against me, they will flee, because there's this one thing that I know. I was teaching this Wednesday night. I'll continue it this Wednesday. He said, but there's one thing I know. One thing I know. This was when he was in captivity by the Philistines. David, King David, who became the greatest king of Israel. He said, but there's this one thing that I know. God is for me.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you got to have a God is for me spirit. You got to have a knowing that God is for you. In the midst of whatever it is, God is for you. When you've been bad, God is for you. When you've been good, God is for you. When you're mediocre, God is for you. Say, God is for me.
God is for me.
Say it again like you mean it now.
God is for me.
Now shout it out.
God is for me.
Amen. And we need to get to a position in our lives where we actually believe that. You see, David believed it. That's why when he went to Goliath, this little kid, he knew God is for me. And who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Let me tell you what, sickness is an uncircumcised Philistine in your life. Bankruptcy and no money is an uncircumcised Philistine in your life. Because if God is for you, who can successfully, come on, who can successfully be against you? Oh, they'll come against you, but they'll never succeed. Goliath came against David, but David said, you know what? God is for me. I found that out when I fought the lion.
Yes.
I found that out when I killed the bear.
Come on,
I found that out before I got to Goliath.
Yes.
Hello, God is for me. Say it.
God is for me.
You see, you've got to stir up the gift on the inside of yourself. The Holy Spirit, the greater one, God said, don't look out there to see, is the kingdom there? Is the kingdom coming there? Or is he coming there? He said, no, no, no. The kingdom is within you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.